Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the stage the Del McCoy Band from Nashville, Tennessee.
to say. But now I know her sweet words, they didn't mean a thing. She took away the only love for me has ever been. Lord, I'm so lonesome, she's left.
Thank you, folks. Welcome to the Firefly. Good to see you all out here, you know? Yeah, oh, I hear you. Good to see you, good to hear you. You know, this is the first show we've played since March. Yes, it really is. The last show we played was a Tuesday night on the Grand Ole Opry. You know, we're members of the Grand Ole Opry, and it was in March. I just forget what date it was, but... Boy, they shut us all down, didn't they, for a while. But we're all back, ain't we? Let me hear from you. In a limited supply. Put it that way. What was that? Oh, come on back, yeah. Well, let's see now. We're going to introduce these guys up here. You know, the ones behind me here, they're called the Traveling McCurries. But they're without their good guitar player tonight. I'm in filling in for him here tonight. But anyway, I guess we'll start on that side of the stage. Maybe we'll start with Rob here tonight. What do you think? I don't know where to start. I don't even know where to end. Let's start. This guy, he's been picking the banjo since he's about this big. The banjo was a little bigger than he was when he started playing that thing. And I wish you'd welcome him. That is my youngest son, Rob McCurry. Thank you. That was a little tune entitled The Shenandoah Breakdown, anyway. And let's see, right now we're going to hear from the older son of mine, and his name is Ronnie McCurry, and he's going to sing you a song and maybe pick you one out, and I'll give him a hand. Certain fiddle thing. Then you'll get up here and you'll play something complete opposite. That's him. That's Jason Carter right there.
Thank you.
can keep up with him, I'll tell you. All right, we've got one more guy to introduce to you, and I wish you'd make him welcome. He's the bass player. He's going to sing you a song right now. And I'll tell you what, would you make welcome Alan Bartram on the bass and on the singing? Hey, thank you, everybody. I gotta tell you this. It's been 6 months or longer since. All right. But now remember, I haven't sung in 6 months or however long it is. How long has it been since March? Can anybody figure it out? I haven't even thought about it. So I may have forgot your request. You know, I may get in the middle of the song and start singing something else. You don't care? All right, I'll sure do it for you. That's the guy that wants that 40 acres and a fool, ain't it? All right, we'll do it. I say we'll try it. Up the road, he made his money in the market. wearing cowboy clothes. He ain't got no cows or chickens, but the hat and boots look cool. When he parties on the weekends, 40 acres and a hoop. He's got a pretty trophy wife, set her up in a McMansion. But now he's trying to wreck my life. He drives down in his new Hummer. I tell my kids don't walk to school. Took out my mailbox, squashed a possum. 40 acres and a food. He's got one of every two. Installed a laptop on his bobcat, then drove it right into the pool. I never see his hands get dirty, and I'm not jealous as a rule. Can't get used to living next to 40 acres and a fool. So cruel. And officials are his buddy. He uses money like a tool. He winds and dines him on the weekend. What's this country coming to? 40 acres and a in about 15 minutes. I'll be singing. Yes, let's do it. Okay, we got to keep this show moving along here. We're liable to some folks out in the audience might go to sleep on us. We got to keep it moving up. Well, let's see now. We've got this song, and we'll try some of those requests you had there. This is a song that a member of the Grand Ole Opry wrote this song. She had a big song called Satin Sheets. Did you ever hear that song? Do you remember what her name was? Oh, Ronnie, she got it right, or he did, right there. Jenny Pruitt, that's right. She wrote this. It's not Satin Sheets. Granted.
things I thought important never bothered you. And you can't moan till you killed all my love for you. Do it as you please became a part of you. You can't blame me now for walking.
Tune of some sort. All right, we'll wake everybody up here with a good old hot number. And I don't know what it is. What's your a fiddle tune or a mandolin tune or a banjo picking tune? Ronald, do you want on the mandolin? Tell him about this, Ronald.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, folks. I'm going to pick a mandolin number that. This is the first tune I ever learned to play on the mandolin. This fella showed me how to do it. It's a long time, 40 years ago now, I guess. But this happens to be the very first bluegrass instrumental that was ever recorded by the great Bill Monroe that had Earl Scruggs on it. It was a breakdown entitled The Bluegrass Breakdown.
Oh my goodness, you know what? After all these years, that's still a good tune, ain't it? Yeah, buddy. The great Bill Monroe, you know, recorded that. Let's see, I'm bringing this up just a little bit. I keep bumping it with my guitar. So if I do this, and then I do this, am I working? No, it's way out of the way of my guitar. I might sing you a love song, is that all right? I'll do it. Now, I'll tell you what, there's a special person I'd like to sing this for. And it's the lady that I married in 1964, February the 9th. That's her name. This guy up front said, "Where's Jean?" She's here. She's here, but she's hid. Yeah, she's with us. She really is. But me and her, you know, we've been kind of what you call holed up for a whole summer long. Of course, we had it pretty nice there at the old home place. You know, we could, after supper, we could go out on the back porch and sit down out there and drink coffee and just think. I'd say, "Jean, what are you doing?" "I'm just thinking." I'm just kidding. But we did. We had it. You know, the time flew, though. I'll tell you what. It's the first time that I guess me and her had been, well, the boys, too, you know, had been off the road and in countless years. I don't know how many years, you know, we've been on the road. Of course, we weren't on the road all the time. We'd get back home, you know, but about as soon as you get back home, you got to get ready to go again. If you ain't ready to go, you're not going to get there. But I like to sing this song especially for Jean. Well, I'd like to send an orchid the start of every day, for flowers show more beauty than words could ever say. You've done so much for my world, till all I wanna do is try my best in every way to make love sweeter for you. Happy birthday, Jean.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know. She's probably back there in the bus and didn't hear one word I said about it. Alan said, we'll tell her all about it. Eli Renfrew. Sure, that's good. Yes. Oh, man, now that's a murder ballad. I hope these other folks don't mind us doing a murder ballad or two or three. We sure do have a lot of murder ballads. We don't have many love songs, though. That's about the only one I know of. Let's see, Eli Renfrew. Now, it's a good song for about Halloween, you know. It's just kind of spooky. And we got another one about snakes. Now, I don't want to sing that now because after dark, people are looking around their seats for snakes. What? Let her go. He don't care about snakes. This is entitled Eli Renfrew. Eli Renfrew killed his wife with a long, sharp bowie knife. He packed her up and he put her in the ground. Death by hanging was to be his fate. And holy God, beautiful. Put a curse on nearby town. Can't you hear, can't you hear, when the moon is bright and clear from time to time? It's on these high dragon chains, and on their people name. I just hope and pray he never thinks of mine. The kind of a thing that'll make a man run wild. Can't you hear, can't you hear, when the moon is bright and clear from time to time? It's on the light and it changes. We'd like to do a couple seasonal songs right now. And one of them is entitled Summertime is Past and Gone, which is true. And And the other one is When Fall's Coming Down. Let's see now. Which one we'll do first? Let's do one of them first. This was written by two good friends of mine for years and years, the Presley guys. One is named Dean Presley, and the other is Jeff Presley, and that's father and son, and they wrote this song, and we put it on a record one time, and you know what? That record won a Grammy. Not because of one song, but the whole record won a Grammy. Yeah, it did. When Fall's Coming Down.
Yeah.
keep these old blues on the shelf. I get through it all till at least start to fall, but then I can't help myself. And I get the blues when fall's coming down, that's bringing all in me. So if I get around, I either call or think. Well, you know, I forgot it a little bit there, but we haven't sung that since this time last year. So, wasn't too bad, was it, for that, for not practicing? Oh, you know, some folks say, well, when do you guys practice? And I say, well, usually when we do a record, we do practice to do the record, but then that's the last time it gets rehearsed until we do it on stage, and sometimes the old man here forgets the words. Now, what do you want to hear? Backslide Blues. Hey, buddy, that's one. Oh, man, we did record that Backslide Blues one time, didn't we? That's a good one. Bet the preacher and backsliding and all that, wasn't it? Wow. I never remember that word before. Woo! Dry my tears. Hey, you said the Salty Dog Blues. That's Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs song. We better not touch that. Those guys, they're bad. They don't want you doing their songs. Yeah, I don't want to tangle with those two. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, we can do Loneliness and Desperation. Or it's, what do you think? Somebody wanted to hear the one B-flat. What was that? I'm stumping the band. I'm stumping myself right now. What's that one about? That's one Baltimore. Got to do Baltimore for that guy. What? What else blues? Okay, we'll do that before the show's out. That's a good hot, fast number there. I'm getting away from the program here. We better do Baltimore for you, okay? Take my woman where she longed to be. We left our friends and all our kin back there in Tennessee. I bought those one-way tickets that she was begging for, and they took us to the streets of Baltimore. Her eyes, they shone with laughter when she saw those city lights. A factory job. I ran an old machine. I bought a little cottage in a neighborhood serene. Thanks, Alan. Alan gave me the word. Then I'd come home from work with her muscles sore. She dragged me through the streets of Baltimore. So long, man, and we're really excited. We're excited to do this. Now, let's see. I had a whole bunch of other songs I wanted to do for you folks tonight, and I can't remember any of them. Even the titles, I can't remember the titles. Oh, by the way, that won a Grammy, too, that record with that Baltimore song on it. It did. We got to thank you folks for that. Yeah, and last year, these guys won a Grammy without me. Yep. I went out there and I thought, well, they'll probably talk about me on stage out there, you know, California. And they got up there and they tore off with that Grammy and never even said a thing about me. Is it Jason's fault you guys did that? No, I was really tickled to death that they did win that, but they deserve it. I mean, they've got a great band. And their guitar player's name is Cody Kilby. Remember that. Jay said he's not here. That's his fault. I could. You know, let me go back and do some of the first songs ever done in my life, I reckon, that recorded. Recorded this for Rounder Records back in 1971. It wasn't 2071, it was 19. A good friend of mine wrote this. Her name is Ola Bell Campbell Reed. And it's one entitled High on the Mountain. Thank you.
me. I reckon. And it's entitled The Lonesome Road Blues. We put this on a record one time. And I sing a little bit, and they pick a little bit, and then I sing a little bit, and they pick a little bit. In a song I recorded a long time ago on a record that didn't do a thing. But I always liked this song even though nobody else did.
This is appropriate for about this time of day, I reckon. It's one entitled Don't Stop the Music, Just Let It Play Another Song. Let it play one more song, same one that's played tonight for so long. She's out with another, I saw them tonight, sitting there close together, she knows that's not right. No, don't stop the music, let it play one more song. Same one is played tonight for so long. My pockets are empty, I've spent my last dime. I just got to hear that song one more time. I sang that song, you know, naturally, because I recorded it one time years ago. And there's a guy on the Opry, he's not there anymore. Sadly, he passed away a couple of years back. His name is Jimmy C. Newman, the old Cajun from down there in Louisiana, you know. He recorded that song. No, he didn't. What am I talking about? He wrote it. No, did he? Yes, he did write that song. Well, and then, I'll tell you what, back in the day, Jimmy C. Newman, George Jones, and some other musician, singer were riding in a car going to a show date. The band was already there, whatever, backup band. And so it was Jimmy C. Newman's turn to drive the car to wherever they were going. And George Jones was asleep in the back seat. Well, all the way down the road, this tune hit Jimmy C. Newman, you know, and he's, hey, love you too. Anyway, he was singing that, Don't Stop the Jukebox. And so when they got there, you know, and George Jones woke up, he said, hey, you need to change the words of that song. Why? He said, that won't sell. Call it Don't Stop the Music. Well, Jimmy C. Nevin, okay, that's the way I'll say it when I record it. Well, George Jones was the first to record, and he recorded the song. Jimmy never even got to record it. I just thought I'd tell you that. That's what it's like, you know, when guys listen to jukebox. You know, years ago, you could put a dime in a jukebox. Play it over and over and over, a dime at a time. Now, that'd be a good song right there, wouldn't it? Play it. Put a dime in the jukebox, a dime at a time. Let's see now, what else are we going to do here? You're kidding. You don't want that motorcycle song, do you? Okay, I'll try it. Last time I tried to sing this, I got it all screwed up. No, I didn't. No, I'll tell you what, I did get messed up. We did a little thing for TV, I don't know, about a month ago, I guess it was. And so our song, one of the songs was this one that we were going to do on there, and the other one was Nashville Cats. I couldn't remember that one. I got in the middle of it right on TV and then lost it. So we had to scrap that one and do something else. But I did remember the one about the motorcycle and all that. Yeah. Pretty good story. You know, a guy over in England wrote this, recorded it. He played it on a guitar. He plays fingerstyle guitar, and he's a rocker. He was a rocker over there, still is over there in England. But he didn't do it with a rock and roll band. He just did it acoustic with his guitar. Did it in the key of B flat, right there. And we, of course, we did it in C. But we had him at our festival. Ever hear of the guy? You know who I'm talking about? Yeah, that's it, right over there. He's got it. Richard Thompson. Did you hear him? He wrote this. And so we had him at our festival. We have a festival up in Cumberland, Maryland, every Memorial Day week, you know. Of course, this past one, we had to cancel it. Boy, that was a sad thing for us. I tell you, a sad thing for everybody up in there. But anyway, we had Richard come and play our festival, you know. And Ronnie, I think Ronnie went up to him and he said, will you do that song with us, you know, on stage? Or was we going to do it with him? I forget. Anyway, we're going to do it together. We were either going to do it separate or together. Which was it? Anyway, and so Ronnie said, now, we featured the banjo in that hour cut, and it's he plays it in C, you know. He suits the banjo at best in C. B flat, you can't even play there. Getting in trouble the more I talk. He's in B flat right now. I didn't know it, but he is. But anyway, he said, Ronnie said, you think you can sing in C? It's a little bit higher, you know, it goes from here to here. There. No, I ain't it. It's this. There it is, yeah. I'm learning every night. So, anyway, he said, let's try. Well, he didn't know if he could sing it in that key, so we tried it. He sang it like he'd sang it in that all his life, just like he always did, you know. Last thing he said when he walked away from that little jam session we had there, he said, see you in the charts. This is the 1952 Vincent motorcycle. Said Red Molly to Jane, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such light. Said James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I seen you at the corners and cafes it seemed. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled her on behind, and down to Knoxville they did ride. Now I'm out there in Knoxville. Said James to Red Molly, for your right hand. But I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I fought with the law since I was 17. I robbed many a man to get my fencing machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22, and I don't mind dying for the love of you. And if fate should break my stride, then I'll give you my fencing goodbye.
Folks, thank you, thank you, thank you.
you.
Thank you, folks. Appreciate every one of you. Really do. We'd like to do a gospel number for you. Now, this song has a simple message, and I hope you enjoy it. It's a quartet. It's got me and Ronnie and Jason and that other guy. You know, I got to tell you this little story about... Well, I shouldn't do that because we're getting serious now with a gospel number, but I got to tell you. Grandpa Jones, you know, in the later years, he's kind of like me, forgets names, you know, and stuff. So he's supposed to introduce this band. And I'm sure that before he went out on stage, you know, he made sure he knew the name of the band. And so he got out there and he built this band up real big. And what did he say? He said, "And here they are.
Him and him."
Yeah, he said, "Him and him." We're going to do working on a building for you. If I was a preacher, I'll tell you what I would do. I'd keep on preaching, and I'd work on a building too.
I'm working on a building. I'm working on a building.
Holy Ghost.